Hello, everybody. It is Suzanne once again doing an energy update. If you haven't heard one of these before, I do some updates in terms of what I come across in my client work. I always ask the client if it's okay to share their information. Obviously, it's all done on an anonymous basis anyway, but why I do this is being an energy practitioner full-time, I have the luxury of actually coming across common themes, I guess I would say, in terms of what's happening not only out there in the universe, but what's happening for human beings on a daily basis. And oftentimes I will see my client work kind of cluster, and I will find myself dealing with similar situations. And to me, that always indicates that there's more going on out there in a bigger scope. If several clients in a row are dealing with something, that means on a micro basis, we're having these things happen. So obviously on a macro level, meaning universal level, we're seeing things in a bigger way, meaning on a collective basis. So I like to bring these things forward, and it's for everybody to not only hear the cool and unique stories of one another, but to kind of learn from the lessons and take anything that resonates for you. And obviously you can dump the rest, but oftentimes we find ourselves learning from others' experiences. Now, ironically this week, and even today, actually, it happened in one day. I had two back-to-back sessions with Reiki practitioners or Reiki healers or people that do Reiki and or are learning Reiki. And Reiki is a healing modality that if you've worked with me before, you know that I am not a Reiki healer. I don't do Reiki per se. I think it's a fascinating modality. I just don't particularly move energy that way. But Reiki is a specific kind of a healing modality that the person goes through training and goes through a process of initiations of sorts and has what are called attunements. And the one I want to talk about today was very interesting because this particular woman is very, very opening up to all of her gifts in a very fast-paced way and went through some Reiki classes. And interestingly enough, was having a really difficult time kind of grounding her energy after each of the classes because oftentimes when we go and we have work done or we take a workshop or we learn a modality, and this is not to knock the practitioner in any way, but if we are not walking away from that class feeling grounded, we need to either say something to that the person teaching, and or we need to figure out how to do that grounding better. And this was the case with this particular gal. She was way too out of her body and was really experiencing post the workshop to learn how to do the Reiki, way too much dizziness and way too much everything. And so we were basically kind of putting her back in her body and getting her more grounded and getting more integrated of the energies. But why I'm bringing this forward is because anybody that starts to learn bigger things, open their psychic skills, practice in the world of meditation, learn out of body experiences, etc. Most oftentimes we have what happened to this gal. We hit this wall. We hit this wall of, wow, I'm feeling like I'm not really in my body. I'm kind of ungrounded. And all of a sudden, boom, we get scared. And we get scared because we are all innately scared of our power. And I did the same exact thing way back when I started my work. I got overwhelmed also. And she did not do anything wrong. I'm saying this for anybody. It doesn't mean that you have to be in a Reiki workshop. You could do it with a meditation. You could do it with walking into a place that is overextended with energy. You can do this fear-based kind of reaction when you are with really high caliber people of like-minded energies that kind of you lose your ground with. So we can do this in a myriad of ways. But why I'm bringing it forward is ultimately what happens when we get out of sorts like this, when we get too much of a higher frequency, and this is a love frequency, by the way, oftentimes these meat bodies of ours can't handle high frequencies of love. And if we don't have a context to put it in, understanding that I'm just not integrated yet, or I'm not kind of balanced, or my circuitry isn't kind of like jiving with this quite yet, we oftentimes will go to the fear factor because, again, we don't really have information. I'm trying to give you this information because what we want to do is not go to the fear factor. We want to allow our bodies to integrate. We want to allow our bodies to actually synergize with these new frequencies. And oftentimes that takes some time and some patience. And it takes a little bit of like breath work and or slowing down work. And oftentimes when we're doing meditations or learning modalities, we get super excited and we want to do even more and even more. And it's kind of almost the exact opposite. You want to let this work integrate. If we don't, when we're at this new frequency, if we don't have context to work with, we get scared because it feels funny. It feels off. It feels like janky. It feels electric. It feels zappy. It feels all these weird feels. And if I don't know what's happening to me, I start to wonder, oh my God, what have I done? Maybe I did too much work. Maybe I opened Pandora's box. Maybe all of those things that people warn about, like, ooh, don't dabble with that, is happening to me. And we literally go back to childhood programming, if this was our childhood programming, that says, don't dabble with that stuff. That can be dangerous out there. You don't know what you're dealing with. And this is old time schooling programming, but many, many of us did grow up with that. And in social circles, even today, we get those messages of be careful. You might cross a line and not be able to handle this stuff. That might bring in the dark energy. And on, these programs can go in our head. And these are loop patterns that then prohibit us or stall our ascension and or spiritual and or psychic growth because we get scared. And so it is important for us to understand when we encounter any kind of spiritual training, if we have an unbelievable meditation or fly out of body and have an astral experience, or if I'm getting training and attunements and alignments, or if I'm even getting a kick butt energy session and the practitioner didn't completely ground me, it's my job to find out that I am not feeling what I would call quite normal. And if I have to go to another practitioner, so be it, which was the case with this gal, which is fine. But we can also maybe learn to identify I'm not grounded. I don't have to be scared. I don't have to think I did too much out there in that so-called cosmos and go to that fear factor, which then kicks up that programming. I can possibly just take it easy for 2 days. I can maybe go and take an Epsom salt bath. I can maybe go literally hug a tree or work with some rocks. I can do some breath work. I can do some yoga. I can do all kinds of things so that I let my fear factor stay on a low point and I don't go into that flipped belief system programming from childhood and or society. So these are like really, really important things to know because we can do this so quickly and so easily and nobody's right or wrong. This isn't a thing that somebody did right or wrong. It's just human nature. We get scared of what we don't know. And I don't ever want to see somebody who is super excited about bringing forward their psychic skills get more freaked out and stop the process just because they didn't be able to hold the ground of the upgrade. That's what it's called, the upgrade of the frequencies. So I'm going to leave this one kind of short and I'm going to kind of leave it hanging out there because I want you to ponder it. I want you to think about it if you choose in terms of, have I ever had that fear factor or even a bigger, do I hold that belief programming from society and or my childhood that says, be careful dabbling in that stuff. Because if indeed we work in integrity, and if indeed we work in love, and if indeed we take our processes slowly and we let them integrate and we let our bodies calibrate, spiritual growth does not have to be scary in any way, shape, or form. But if you find yourself in those fear positions, please look outward, talk to people of like-minded, look for practitioners that can put you back in your body and balance it. There are people that can help you assist in that integration and calibration. And that's kind of what I came across today. And again, it's just not knowing. So some of these energy updates are really about putting context to this not knowing so that we don't have to work in fear. So hope that helps somebody out there. If it doesn't, just, hey, look at it as a fun story and we will talk again soon.